Hey, Smutters.
Hello. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
The Easter Bunny comes tomorrow.
Tonight.
Well.
Well, tonight?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Easter.
So it would come tonight.
Why would he come tonight?
So the Easter basket would be there in the morning.
No, he comes in the morning, I think.
Never thought that.
It's not Santa Claus.
It's kind of like Santa Claus, if you think about
not
it.
Not really.
There's not as many presents.
Or they're wrapped up really good in wrapping paper and there's not a tree and it's not
there's
Jesus'
eggs.
Birthday. Or
that's true. There's eggs, though.
That makes a lot of sense.
You like hard-boiled eggs or deviled eggs.
You're like an egg.
You're an egg. You got so many layers.
Well, eggs don't have layers.
You're an onion.
You're so weird.
You're so weird. Wow. So I'm so excited, y'all. Troy figured out how to make it where we don't have to do a part one and part two anymore because he is such a genius and I'm so excited. This may be our first hour long episode.
Yay.
Yay.
We got some serious Angry Birds to play.
No. Do you know what we are doing tonight? You're going to be really excited about this story, I think.
I don't ever have a clue on what you're doing.
Okay. Tonight.
Tonight is the night.
Wow. No, tonight we are doing the Winchester House.
Ooh.
Spooky, scary. Yeah, I thought this would be a fun one. And the more I dug, the more interested I got in it because Sarah Winchester, the lady that built the house, is a boss bitch.
Now, this is the gunmaker family, right?
Absolutely, it is. And this lady is wonderful. She, and you'll see why when we start the story. But, yeah. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's not been bad.
We watched The Forever Purge last night. And, you know, I told my friends that we watched it and they were like, wow, that's disappointing, you know. But my theory is, if you already know it's not going to be a good movie, it doesn't really disappoint you. And it turned out to be kind of good. You liked it, right?
Yeah, I went, man.
I liked it. I also like in the Purge movies, before the Purge starts, where you see what they're wearing and how they're kind of scary. I just think that's the best part because it's like you're anticipating what those people are about to do.
Now, real quick, you know Winchester's rifles, like, really was what won the West and, like, changed everything, right?
Wow. Yes, I do know that.
Okay. You know why, though?
Yes.
Why?
I wrote it down. I don't remember why.
It was because you didn't have to stop and reload
each time.
Yeah,
it
was like a repeating rifle.
It was a repeating action rifle. Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
I do know that. I do. Okay. All right. So, let's go ahead and get into this story. I love this story. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Let's dive on in. So, Sarah Winchester was born Sarah Lockwood Pardee.
Any relation to the Lockwoods in Vampire Diaries?
Absolutely not. That would have been cool, though, if they were real. She was born around 1839. There's not a year that's like very specific. Anywhere you look is pretty much going to be different. So around...
Did you say Pacific or specific?
Specific.
Like the ocean?
No, I
very
said,
specific.
No,
that.
I said specific. So we're going to say 1839.
1839.
Yes. She grew up in New Haven, Connecticut. She had mom, dad, and six siblings. Now, her mom was very well-liked. She was in high society, you know, social. Everybody loved her, okay? Pretty much all I got on her mom. But her dad, Leonard, was a carriage builder. Her parents wanted all their kids to be intelligent and upstanding members in society. And Sarah spent a lot of time in her dad's shop watching them build, which got her interested in architecture and design, which I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Like, it interests me too. I just don't see how they do it.
Well, here's the thing. She's also a woman in the 1800s. There's going to be a lot of that coming for me.
If by watching 1883 hasn't taught you anything.
Right. Which, that's a wonderful show, y'all. Go watch 1883. Okay. So, Sarah got really interested in architecture and design. Also, Sarah was fluent in 5 languages before she was 12. She could speak English, Latin, Italian, French, and Spanish. Let's see here. She could also play the violin, the organ, and the piano, which I say to that, girl boss. You know it?
That's what our daughter would say, by the way.
Well, she says it so much that I think this is what girl boss is. This is the definition of it. So, Sarah also loved the works of Shakespeare, and she was just very smart. She was very gorgeous, as she was smart, and she was even nicknamed the Belle of New Haven.
Not the Bell Witch.
No! The Belle of New Haven. I wish I was the Belle of Chattanooga.
Wow.
Okay. The parties live next door to a family named the Winchesters.
Carmen Bra.
Yes. They were both very close family friends. The kids grew up together. So we know where this is headed.
Where's it going?
Eventually, Sarah and William Winchester got married on September 30th of 1862.
Gross.
It's not gross. It's a beautiful thing.
William Winchester.
Yeah, William Winchester. So, they were very happy. They were very in love. They had one child who they named after William's sister, Annie, who passed away while Sarah was pregnant. Baby Annie was born on June 14th, 1866, but sadly she passed away on July 25th of 1866. Now, the baby had a disease that caused her body to not be able to absorb nutrients from her food, so she eventually starved to death. She was a month old.
That's pitiful.
It's very pitiful. And it's not that she was mistreated or anything. Her body just couldn't handle it. So that really took a big toll on William and Sarah. It really threw William into his work. And Sarah just kind of secluded herself. She was devastated. She was already kind of her own person. She didn't mind being by herself. So this made it a little bit worse. After her baby girl died, she just, you know, she was on her own pretty much. So, William and Sarah lived with William's parents, and they had loads of money. The family owned a clothing company, which William was the heir to that. But William's father, Oliver Winchester, had been investing in a rifle company, the Volcanic Repeating Arms Company. He made so much money, and eventually...
Excuse me, guys.
Eventually, Oliver and William hired a mechanic, and they invented the very first repeating rifle, as you said. It fired 15 rounds and was named the Winchester Rifle. It was one of the most popular guns, and eventually, they founded the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. So... there's that. So you were spot on that.
Yeah, it really is really how the West is won.
I love that.
I mean, they talk about the Colt, which is, yes, very true.
Mm-hmm.
But Winchester rifles was a huge part of, you hear how the West was won all the time.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's see here. Soon, Sarah and William got their own house. And Sarah, after they got the house, William's like, you know what? Do your thing, girl. You help design this house. You do your architectural thing. And she did. She was very happy. And while she was doing that, William traveled around showing the gun and selling it. While he did that, they made more money, obviously. So, In 1880, Oliver Winchester, William's dad, passed away and left money to Sarah and William. But you know what?
What?
William was sick also with tuberculosis. He died 3 months later. So that left Sarah by herself. But Sarah inherited $20 million.
Which back then, what's that equivalent to now? Like
$536 million.
Dang.
And she got 50% of the stocks. So Sarah was fine. I mean, she lost her loved ones. But normally when something like that happens, I'm sure in everybody's mind, they're like, what do I do now? How am I going to live, you know? And Sarah didn't have to worry about that. She could do what she needed to do. Which is exactly what she did. Sarah thrived. She took control of the money, and she bought several investment properties, which this was unheard of for a woman back then. For her, she had people that invested her money and stuff for her, but eventually she was like, no more of that. I want control, and I'm going to do this. And she did amazing. She just made so much money. Now, this is hearsay about Sarah going to see the medium. Now, it's pretty well known. It's in all the stories about the Winchester, but it's still not 100%. Nobody knows, did Sarah actually go see a medium? Nobody was there. But this is the story.
See a what?
A medium, like a psychic. So, it was very frowned upon, and, you know, she had a lot of loss, if I could talk. She had a lot of loss in her life, so it's not really crazy if she did go see a medium to see what her next step should be. You know, she was going through it. Allegedly, the medium told Sarah to head out west, but warned her she would be haunted the rest of her life by the people that died from the Winchester rifle. Ooh. You know how many people that is?
If she went west?
Huh?
If she stayed home, it wouldn't happen?
Well, no. For the rest of her life, it was going to happen, but she needed to go west. I didn't catch that. Just don't go west, Sarah.
You'll be fine.
So that's a lot of people that died from the Winchester rifle, right?
Yeah.
The medium told Sarah she had to build and build and keep building, and the spirits would behave. But as soon as the building stopped, Sarah would die. So, by building, it would kind of confuse the spirits. So, Sarah moved to California in 1886. And she bought a two-story farmhouse with 8 rooms. Now, did you hear that?
Two-story house with 8 rooms?
Yes. You know what the Winchester house looks like now.
No.
You don't?
No.
Look it up real quick and see what it came from. Because now I believe the Winchester house, I wrote it down somewhere. I want to say it is 24,000 square feet. So that's pretty.
So she just made additions to it.
Oh, yeah, constantly. We're going to get into that. So let's see. She had 45 acres of land. Sarah started working instantly. In 1888, her niece, Daisy, came and lived until she got married 15 years later. Sarah's construction going 24 hours all day and all night, it never stopped. She would meet with the foreman each morning to go over what would be done that day. And it was also rumored the night before she would sit in her seance room and talk to the spirits about what she was having them do the next day. Which I think that's kind of funny. She had her meeting with the spirits just to make sure they were good with it.
You all right if I put this tub over here?
I know this doesn't make sense, but it will eventually. Sarah also had 18 servants and 18 gardeners. Sarah bought homes for her employees, their families, and she even paid them extremely well. She welcomed everyone in her home, and it did not matter your race or your religion. Sarah was wonderful to everybody.
And where was this at?
This was in California. Okay. So, this place that she built, and I'll post pictures of it. I'm sure you've seen it before. It's gorgeous on the outside. It's absolutely beautiful. So it was so big, though, it had its own water tower and even its own call system, which is called the Annunciator, throughout the house. It even had its own gas generator, so the house had electricity. The house also had indoor plumbing, faucets, and showers. She had a brand new invention called the garden hose. Also, fun fact, it would take 1 year to run a feather duster through each room. Mm. It takes about that long in our house, too.
Remember that old, I don't know if you ever heard about this old wives' tale or story, or that the San Francisco Bridge is so, like, to paint it, they start at one end, and by the time they get done, it's like it takes a year, and it's time to start painting the other side again.
So that's like a full-time job. Okay.
I'm sure that's a legend. But
I love that. Well, I'm sure if you paint it by hand instead of having any kind of machinery to do it, you know? Do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I wouldn't do it by hand, though. I don't like heights.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about the bottom part. Okay. Here's the cool part. Sarah installed secret passageways,
boom,
trap doors, stairways that led nowhere, and a cabinet that opened up to 30 different rooms. She had winding hallways. There's a door on the second floor, and if you open the door and keep on walking, you're going to fall right out on the front yard.
Was that one of those cartoons that we saw where someone threw a hammer down and it fell from above and hit somebody else on a different staircase? What was that? Is it Family Guy that I saw that in?
I have no idea. It could be Bob's Burgers.
I doubt that.
Worst
show ever made.
But yeah, it was basically just a door in the wall, and you know, you could open it and just think it's a regular door. It leads to nowhere. You just fall down on the front lawn. So there's that. The home, here it is. The home is 24,000 square feet. It has 2,000 doors, 10,000 windows, 52 skylights, 47 stairways and fireplaces, 13 bathrooms, 6 kitchens, and 17 chimneys. No one knows for sure how many rooms are in the house.
Who owns it now?
The state owns it now. So, but they want to say it's around 160 rooms.
Did she run out of relatives or something like that?
No. Well, and we'll get to it. It was bought after she died. But, yeah, we'll go over that. Everyone thinks Sarah was making like a labyrinth. So the spirits, so they get lost, you know, they couldn't come after her. And that's pretty much what she was doing. In 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake hit and destroyed some of the house. Sarah was okay, but got upset that some of the rooms were destroyed, which this to me sounds really cool. Instead of rebuilding them, she cornered them off and sealed them shut. Could you imagine going in those rooms today? It was just stuck in time, you know? Like, just having them cornered and sealed shut.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're absolutely destroyed. But I just think that's so cool. Now, where was I? On September 5th, 1922, Sarah passed away in the house. When word spread that day, construction immediately stopped. So it said that as soon as the workers found out that Sarah died, they quit everything. Which, you know, if that was your job for like years and years, but these guys, I'm sure each day they're like, God, what does she want us to do now? Like, you know, let's make a stairway go into this wall and just crazy stuff. So I can imagine. But it's said that there's nails in the wall that are like halfway in just from them stopping. They were done. They were ready to go. Sarah did leave everything to Daisy. But after she died, a man named John Brown bought the house. Do you know what he wanted to do with the house?
Tear it down?
No. He wanted to make an amusement park inside of the house. He wanted to make a roller coaster going through the house. Sorry, I'm so tired, guys. But yeah, he wanted a huge roller coaster going through the house, which sounds cool, but yeah, I would rather see the house. Luckily, that was shut down. Nobody was very into that idea, so instead, he just started doing tours of the house because everyone heard the rumors while Sarah was building, and she was painted as a crazy lady. So it spread worldwide. People wanted to come see the famous mystery house, and they did.
I would want to see it.
I still want to see it. We still can see it.
Is there anything said about actual hauntings, though?
We'll get to it. Yeah, there are. I've got pictures also.
Is it her?
No. Well,
bum, 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 bum.
I can let you on a little secret. Buff Nuts says it's her.
Oh. That's not really a secret. That's like straight out telling me.
Well, I know. But I know how Buff Nuts is your favorite person.
Yep.
So exactly. I thought you'd, Zach Bacon's, I thought you'd be excited that he had been there. Everyone loved the house. And Harry Houdini even toured the house. Here's the thing about Harry Houdini. He was kind of a dick, okay? He was all about debunking things. He wanted to prove things wrong. And it wasn't just the Winchester Mystery House. I've heard of other stories where Harry Houdini's like, I'm going to ruin this for y'all. So that was kind of his thing. He was a magician. He knew all the tricks. He was a wonderful, almost said musician. Magician. I know. Magician. And he brought.
Vagician.
You're a vagician. You practice vagic.
Yep.
But he brought some of his magician friends with him, and he was bound and determined. He was wanting everybody to know that the rumors about the ghost were not true. He spent all night in there. He went on Halloween night, and to this day, no one knows exactly what happened to him. He spent most of his time in the seance room. And when he came out, he said he was coming out with more questions than what he had going in. And that was all he would say about it. So nothing was debunked. He was just kind of, I don't know, in shock pretty much. There wasn't much he could say. Sarah was also rumored to be obsessed with the number 13.
What's that mean?
Well, basically, each staircase is said to have 13 stairs. Random things throughout the house are supposed to be in, like, groups of 13. It's even allegedly said that her will, she has a place in her will where she has to sign it 13 times. But they did come back and say, some people that knew her said that that is not true. It sounds like something that the people that bought the house after just kind of came up with to get the whole mystery thing going. Because even now on Friday the 13th, the bell at the mansion tolls 13 times on the 13th hour. So I think that's pretty neat. That'd
There's
be
not
fun.
A 13th hour.
Huh?
There's not a 13th hour.
There's not. Oh, there's only 12 hours.
You ever heard of 13 o'clock?
So, well, shoot. Where did I get that from? But that's what I saw. Shoot. I guess that must be hearsay then because, but it said there they do it on Friday the 13th and they told 13 times. Well, shoot. Thanks for debunking that.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. it says anything.
I would think it would be like 1 o'clock.
There's a 13th hour haunted house.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, this is from Wikipedia.
Okay.
The 13th stroke of the clock or 13 strokes of the clock is a phrase, saying, and proverb to indicate the previous ends of strokes of the clock must be called into question. But yes, it would be, if we're, you know, like military time, that would.
So I that's guess, what it is.
I guess so.
The 13th hour would be 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. I felt like an asshole for a second.
I didn't even think about military time or the 24-hour clock.
Okay, cool. So that is not wrong. Debunked.
Like, idiot.
Wow, I was super embarrassed. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, though, that you could go on Friday the 13th and that would happen. That's just really neat to me. Let's see. It later came out. Now, you can take this either way about the medium or whatever. Sarah's doctor told her to move to California for her health.
California.
And to do something that would make her happy. So if you look at it, maybe she did move out west for her health. And Sarah was into architecture and design. Maybe that's just something she liked to do. You know, maybe that was just a rumor about the ghost. But you know what?
What?
We do have a lot of ghosts in that house. But basically, you can believe what you want. Did she do it to make herself happy since she was into that? Or did she do it to throw the ghosts off? So, you know what I mean? It's basically whatever you want to believe. So, in the 90s, the house eventually became vacant and the city took it over. So, they still have the tours and stuff. They put staff in quarters on the property so it could be looked after. The staff...
In the 90s?
Yeah. Like, they had housing on there so the staff could live...
So, in the 90s, they had quarters.
Yes. That's probably a wrong word to use. They had
They also have Lee logs?
They had, I guess housing is what I should say. But, you know.
I mean, I guess you could still say quarters, though.
Yeah, I mean.
All these fancy people, the fancy lads.
The fancy lads. They have their quarters. So, yeah, I mean, but they had quarters on the property so it could be looked after because, you know, people would come and try to vandalize it if somebody wasn't there. And people want to go in and look at it. I would want to break in and look at it, you know?
I thought you could still, like...
They do still have tours. That's what I'm saying. That's why they have people living there, taking care of it.
I don't understand how, like, the city can take over it, though.
I don't know. I guess because it was vacant, they went ahead and, like, snatched it up so nothing would happen to it.
Did it become, like, a historical thing?
Yeah. Oh. The staff, let's see. They claim the house is extremely haunted. They say the third floor is the most haunted and will not take the tour there. Now, it could be because of safety hazard, but that is the rumors. Just that there's so much activity going on there that, and as I said, it's a rumor, but the biggest ghost report is of a man with a mustache in a basement with a wheelbarrow, or you can find him in a ballroom working on the fireplace. Same man. So people will go on the tour and they will think it's just an act. They'll think they've hired, you know, actors or something. What are you doing?
No, I was just looking at something.
Oh, okay. They think that they've hired actors to kind of just be there and set. You want to let him outside?
You ain't got to do nothing.
I'm just waiting. Sorry, y'all. That's a new video we found. And this dog is so cute. But, yeah, they'll see him working and, you know, they'll come up and they'll be like, The actor you have is so wonderful, and he was great. And then the staff is like, but we don't have actors. So there's that. It turns out, though, once you start to look at the old pictures in the house, you'll see the man that they're claiming to see. His name is Claude. And Claude was just one of the workers on the house. He did, you know, some of the stuff around. And I'll put a picture of Mr. Claude on Instagram, and you can see how he looks. He looks like a pretty happy person. So, people will go through the house and they'll feel little tugs on their shirt or their pant legs, and sometimes even feel things brush against them. Workers have felt hands on them. There was a couple that lived there because of, you know, they were watching the house. They woke up to an alarm one night. It was not their alarm. They couldn't find it, and the alarm would not stop. It happened every other night between 3 and 4 a.m.
3 o'clock.
Yes. The lady of the couple, her name is Debbie, was on the phone one night and felt a hand rub her head.
Nope.
Which, you know how, like, I don't know, like, your mom or your grandma can walk by and just kind of do that, you know?
No.
Oh, okay. I do that to Ashlyn a lot.
Creeper?
I guess that's weird. Just kind of rub their head when you walk by. That's what I kind of gathered for it, from it. And I still don't want things touching me, though, so that's weird. The couple would do walkthroughs in the house, and they would take their dog with them, which I would not... let an animal loose in the house. You'll never see him again. But there was always a certain hallway they'd get to, and the dog would just start shaking and would stay right next to its owners. The hallway terrified the dog. So,
well, animals supposedly see stuff like before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he was seeing. A maintenance man was there, and he heard footsteps. And, of course, he was like, well, you know, you're not supposed to be back here. And he kept hearing the footsteps, so he chased and chased and chased. And finally, he got up on the roof because he hears those footsteps running, running, running. And the footsteps eventually stopped, and there was nobody there. So the ghost was having fun with him, pretty much, just playing a fun little game.
No, thanks.
Troy's shaking his head like, no, no, thank you at all. Let's see. There was a tour going on one day, and they were in the Daisy Room. And the Daisy Room is the name of the room that Sarah was in when the earthquake hit. And the tour was going through there. And while they were in there talking about the Daisy Room out in the hall, they heard a loud sigh. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
You know, kind of like what I do daily several times.
Just not mention what you mumble under your breath several times a day.
I don't mumble it. But yeah, just a little sigh coming from the hallway. The tour guide checked the hallway and no one was there. So, I mean, the haunting doesn't sound awful. It doesn't sound like it's a mean haunting. When she heard the saw, she did see a small shadow figure turning the corner. People thought it was Sarah because Sarah was a very small, petite lady. So they just kind of think that that was Sarah's little room. That was her Daisy room that she was in. And, you know, maybe because people were in there, she was kind of aggravated. Like, I'm just going to turn around and walk off, you know? I wish I could do that when I get mad, but I don't. This would not be a ghost story without a visit from none other than Buff Nuts. But I already told you that secret.
Yep.
So, Zach Bagans has been, he's been there. There's been a noted psychic, Sylvia Brown, TK, and famed medium, James Van Prague, who channeled Sarah at a seance dinner, and it was claimed that Sarah was happy and was happy the house had so many visitors. So, Sarah is happy.
Well, that's good.
So, that is the end of it.
Yay!
It never...
It's a pretty cool story, though.
It is a cool story, and I really want to go see this house. It never specified or whatever. I guess it can't if it's, you know, the people that were killed by the Winchester rifle. But Sarah's just a bad bitch, and how she was in her time, she's one of my heroes. I really like her, and I just, you know, I really want to go see the Winchester house.
And it's in California?
It is in California, so maybe one day we'll see it. You know what I want to do? I want to take one of those road trips, and just one of those trips where you go around the U.S. and you stop at all, like, the little famous hauntings, you know? Like on that movie Paul.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that movie.
I do, too. But, like, where they go to Comic-Con, and then they're coming back through where they drive, like, past Area 51 and all those alien diners are there. Yeah. And then like Roswell. Yeah. Yeah, y'all. We just finished watching Roswell, the old school Roswell. And it is such a good show. It's very old, but it's so good.
We're really into 90s and 2000, like, teen sitcoms, evidently.
Yes.
But they're so good.
They are good. I love them. But, yeah, I for sure want to hit the Winchester Mystery House and just, like, see everything. And also, this was interesting to me because the electricity in the house, I know, you know, to some people are probably rolling their eyes, but I looked up the electricity in the Winchester House, and if you were kind of into it like I was, look it up because the pictures of how they had stuff, it's very cool. It's not like light switches like we had. It's very cool. And Sarah was very ahead of her time. So I thought it was kind of neat to see. So much going on in that house. And also the annunciator that they had in there that's connected through tubes so you can talk to each other in different rooms. Otherwise, could you imagine sending for, you know, one of your housekeepers or something that's on the whole other side of this mansion? Like, when would you finally get to see them? So the annunciator is really cool. It shows pictures of that. But yeah, I love the Winchester House. And also there's a movie called The Winchester House that has Helen Mirren in it. Helen Mirren. Is it Mirren?
Mirren, I think.
Okay. It's a really good movie. The directors and stuff say it's spot on. It definitely is not spot on. Because it shows tons of ghosts in it and them having to shoot off with the ghosts. But it's such a cool movie, and it shows all the different rooms and stuff of the house. But as I said, I will post a bunch of pictures on Instagram where you can see. And I wasn't excited about this story when I started to do it, but I thought we needed to do a haunting or something, you know? So as I got more in depth in it, I love this story. It's so great. I know it's told everywhere, and most people have heard of it. But it is such a great story. And look those pictures up, and you'll get kind of fascinated with it. But do you have anything you need to add?
No, nothing to add to the story.
Not to the story? Anything in general?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Everybody needs to go out this weekend if you get a chance. Look up at the sky. The pink moon is out this weekend. So if you're having decent weather in your area, look up. You'll see a pink moon.
When? Tonight?
It just says this weekend. I'm about to go out there and look now.
This will come out Sunday, so good luck, y'all.
We're posting it after midnight, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
the people that listen after midnight should be able to.
After midnight, I still call that Saturday night.
Yeah, me too.
I just.
Such an old lady.
It's not Sunday morning until I wake up.
Y'all, I've realized I'm kind of like an old man. If I sit somewhere for more than like 5 minutes, I will dead ass fall asleep. I was trying to watch Moon Knight the other day, and I was so excited to watch it, and I didn't finish it because I just sat there and fell asleep. It's so bad. I hate it. So, try not to do that.
Yeah.
So you're good?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Enjoy the pink moon and have a good Christmas. Christmas. Easter.
Y'all have a wonderful Christmas.
Well, you got me confused earlier talking about... Never mind. You know what I mean. Happy Hanukkah.
Have fun celebrating all of your holidays, guys. Y'all make good choices, and we will see you next Sunday.
Bye.
Oh, fuck you, Barry.